Good morning and welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. And with that Radio Pup app, you can download us, take us wherever you go. You can download it absolutely free onto your iPhone, iPad, Android device. Every reminder out there to those of you driving around this morning that the Lubbock Police Department, they sent out a bulletin. Multiple accidents in the eastbound lanes of South Loop 289 between Indiana and I-27. And yes, that is correct. From Indiana all the way to I-27. Multiple accidents. At least five accidents that we've heard about. Seek an alternate route on your way to work or whatever you may be doing. Every Thursday at this time, we get a great opportunity to visit with a friend of the show, Stephen Orr, from the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. You hear it on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, 10 p.m. on Friday nights. And if you're looking to learn and hear anything about high school football, this is the guy that you want to hear it from. Stephen, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Chad. Never better. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Another year of high school football, man.
Didn't we just finish doing these reports not very long ago?
It seems like it, yeah.
Man, what a great year. And as we're excited to get started with the new year of football. And you guys are going to start it there in Lubbock with a dandy of a ball game to kick it off when Coronado takes on Monterey tonight.
Yeah, it's that sounds like it could be a very, very good game.
Well, you know, Monterey last year built some momentum, they want to continue that. They went three rounds deep in the playoffs. Finishing, I believe, second in that district. Coronado, on the other hand, 2-8 on the year. They lost some really close games and maybe weren't quite as bad as their record indicated. They certainly want to get off on a strong note. Last year, Monterey won this game 17-14, so a very physical, low-scoring game. Coronado returns 16 Letterman. Monterey brings back 18, so there's going to be a lot of new blood on both of these teams going into tonight's game, and that ought to be a good one. To start the year off there in Lubbock.
Yeah, absolutely. What about the Cooper-Idaloo game? This is one that probably people will be looking forward to.
Well, Lubbock-Cooper and Idaloo is a very interesting game. You know, the cliche, some teams reload, they don't rebuild, and that's kind of the situation that we're going to see if Idaloo is in a rebuilding mode or if they're in a reloading mode, because they've got quite a bit of attrition, only bringing, I believe, 10 Letterman back from last year on that team. They're also in their third coach in 5 years as they've got a new head coach. So a lot of changes there. Cooper, a team that last year at times looked really, really good and at times not so much. And so we'll see how they come together. But that should be a great ball game as well. Another one when we look towards to tomorrow night that has a lot of interest for me is Lubbock Estacado taking on Hereford. Estacado is always a talent-loaded team, and they have tons of speed. That's the way they came into the season last year, but they could not stay away from the injury bug. And key of that was Robert Johnson, running back, who tore his ACL early in the year and was out. That was over 2,200 yards of production and 30 touchdowns that he had in 2011 that they weren't able to utilize. They went 5-6 last year. Hereford went 5-7. The first part of their season was a disaster. But then they kind of got on a roll going through district, and they ended up going two rounds into the playoffs. Estacado won that game last year 34-26. And when you look at that game, one thing you promise is there will be a lot of offense, and they're going to be flying around all over the field. That's an exciting game. Another one that's, when I look at it, when you first talk about it, you say, okay, Shallow Water travels up to Muleshoe to take on the Muleshoe Mules. And that's two marquee programs from the area that seems like we're talking about every year. And Shallow Water certainly is loaded for bear and ready to go. They finished 11-1 last year, and behind the running of Jarek Black. He's a senior this year. Last year he had 2,372 yards rushing, 29 touchdowns. And the only game that Shallow Water lost, when they lost to Monahans, Jarek Black went down in the first quarter of the game with a shoulder injury. So he is critical to what they do. But Muleshoe returns three starters. That's it. They have 10 kids on that team that are either freshmen or sophomores. So they certainly are in a rebuilding mode. And that's probably not the way you want to start that rebuilding process.
That'll be a test, I believe, for them.
They've got one returning starter on defense.
Wow.
And so you're going to start out by Jerick Black. So they've got their hands full. But, you know, Shallowwater is a team that I think you're going to see that really contend. And I would consider my favorite to win that district championship again this year going it if they can stay healthy and if they can keep Jerick Black healthy.
Visiting with Stephen Orr. You hear him Friday nights at 10 p.m. on our sister station, the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show on 1340. The Fan. Talk to us a little bit about Canyon Lubbock High. That's going to be Friday night as well, correct?
That's correct. And Canyon and Lubbock High is an interesting game. Canyon finished last year 8-3, and they won this game last year 48-21. Lubbock High went 3-8, but they made the playoffs for the first time since the 70s.
Right.
And, you know, got a little bit of momentum going there late. They're going to have a lot of kids back, and I, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Lubbock High can do. I think they can probably play this game a little bit closer. I think Canyon's still your favorite, but, you know, that program, when you look at it, they have a very good chance to go to the playoffs back-to-back if they can just win a couple of games here or there. Canyon, though, is going to throw the football all over the field, and Lubbock's really going to be challenged in the passing game to make sure that they keep Canyon in check and at least try to keep it in front of them. It's one of those deals where you're not going to stop them, but you maybe can slow them down and get enough offense or control the ball where they don't have a lot of time with the ball.
What are some of the other games that you look forward to seeing this week?
Well, when I look at it, when we go down the list of some of the games in the area that I think are going to be interesting and teams that kind of pique my interest, I think one is in Class 1A tomorrow where you've got Spring Lake Earth coming in to play the New Deal Lions, and the Wolverines and the Lions are always in the conversation when it comes to their districts. Last year, Spring Lake Earth had a phenomenal season, made a pretty good run in the playoffs, and New Deal is New Deal. Year in, year out, they're another one of those teams that they never really seem to have to rebuild. They just plug pieces in and keep on trucking, and that should be a really good ball game to start the season. Another interesting game for me is with Canyon Randall coming down to take on the Plainview Bulldogs. Plainview started to build a little bit of momentum last year. They've really struggled over the last several years, and they're going to get a good test from Canyon Randall. But Randall's another one of those teams that lost a significant number of starters, and they're in a rebuilding mode. So can Coach Wood get those players from Randall? Can he make them gel, and how can they do against a Plainview team that's going to have a little bit more experience, but not that much experience at winning football and what to do in a close game? So that could be an interesting one to watch. You know, the other thing, Chad, this time of year, and six-man football has done a great job in marketing itself when they start the season with these kickoff classics. And you've got two games tonight taking place over in Jayton, and it's got three of the marquee teams in six-man football, where you've got Newcastle taking on Borden County at 6 and Throckmorton taking on Petersburg at 8 o'clock. And that Throckmorton-Petersburg game is a rematch of the game that bounced Petersburg from the playoffs last year.
And usually what? Six-man, you know, you can count on about 50 to 80 points.
We've seen as high as 120.
Yeah. I mean, if you want offense and a lot of scoring, those are the games to go to right there.
If you've not had a chance to experience it, Jayton's not that far a drive. Happy also has a game tonight with Crest playing Nazareth, and then they'll add two more to their kickoff classic tomorrow, where you have Meadow taking on Follett, which of course, Meadow's always this powerhouse in six-man. The Follett Panthers from up in the Panhandle, they're always in the conversation. And then you've got Amherst taking on Happy at 8 o'clock, and then you've got another game over at Jayton tomorrow with Sterling City and Jayton. So an opportunity to sit and watch a lot of six-man football this weekend if you're interested, especially tonight if you don't have a ball game for your team. Be a great opportunity to do that.
What is your game of the week? One that if people just, you know, they have no allegiances whatsoever, they just want to go and they want to watch some football, what's your game of the week?
I think one that's pretty intriguing to me actually has the Amarillo Caprock traveling down to Snyder to take on the Snyder Tigers. Snyder is in a very tough district. They were a little bit down last year, but they've got a lot more experience. Amarillo Caprock, a team that had just otherworldly offensive number last year, but their quarterback Guerrero has graduated. So can they plug in another quarterback and continue that spread, you know, throw the ball all over the field offense? And Snyder, their mentality is grind the ball, run the ball between the tackles, push the ball down the field, eat clock. And so if you like a battle of contrast and, you know, can the ground control game win over the spread passing offense, that'll be a really good game. The other one, again, goes right back to the first game we talked about. I think Monterey and Coronado, when you look at last year, those teams had very different seasons, but that game was a very hard-fought game, and I think that'll be a dandy, and it's right in your backyard.
Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. You can hear it on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, 10 p.m. on Friday. Thank you very much, sir. We look forward to visiting with you every Thursday morning.
Chad, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. That's Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, 10 p.m. Friday nights on 1340 The Fan. They're all over West Texas and the South Plains. So basically in our listening area, they're going to be covering your team, 10 p.m. on 1340 The Fan and 1340thefan.com.